Hello, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman. Welcome to Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast. Whitfield Word of Life Broadcast is a ministry of Whitfield Pentecostal Fellowship Church for the purpose of the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Our aim is to preach good tidings to the meek, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. Also, you can hear our broadcast at your convenience at whitfieldpfc.org, our website. We'll be telling you more at the end of the broadcast how you can receive or find copies of this message. I hope you enjoy today's broadcast. May God bless you. Neither does anybody else. Amen. I'm going to read 1 John chapter 4, verse number 18. Amen. And we're going to, by the help of the Lord, move into the message in a moment. 1 John 4, 18, there is no fear. I mean, you take a look at that. No fear in the word term fear not. You can find quite a bit in the Bible on fear not. There is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear. Because fear hath torment, he that feareth is not made perfect in love. Amen. There is, this is what the word of your Bible is, there is no fear in love. In other words, you can't find fear in love. It's not there. Amen. But perfect love, the word perfect here, amen, can translate several ways. Complete, mature, fruitful. Amen. In other words, love when it is actually there and working. Amen. Come on. When God, by the way, God is love. So when God's there and actually working in the life, amen, fear, amen, is cast out. Amen. I know that a lot of times people today, they haven't read a lot of things, but when you read Fox's Book of Martyrs, amen. And you read how people calmly walked to the stake and were tied up and burned. Amen. And you wonder, my, what in the world was going on? And you sort of, I've had people say, I don't know if I could do that. Amen. The same God that gave them that courage, amen, that took all that fear away, amen, is the same this morning as he was on those mornings and on those evenings. Hello? He's an eternal God. Amen. He doesn't change. And as he was with them, so will he also be with you and I. Amen. So here, there's no fear. The perfect love casteth out fear. Amen. And so that what? Simply said, that love displaces fear. Amen. I want to read something else now. I want to go down and read in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse number 7. Amen. Let me back up the mark to Luke chapter 21 and verse 26 first and read there. Amen. The word fear here, and I'm fixing to read, means, amen, the one I've just touched on, fear means timidity. Amen. Or the word phobos, or which we get the word phobia, amen, is used. In other words, the dogs in the summertime, wild animals carry hydrophobia, fear of water. Amen. And you know you can tell a dog or an animal that's got that, they scared of water. That's why they die. They won't drink. Amen. Fear. God's not the author of that anyway. So listen, Luke 21 and 26 says, men's hearts failing them. By the way, that heart is not the thing that's pumping blood. The heart there is, amen, their will to stand. Their spirit, that's their spirit. They have no spirit. You take a person's spirit away, you take their will to stand and fight, they've lost already. Amen. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Fear is the reason, amen, that their spirit is failing them. Amen. For looking after those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Amen. I wrote in my text, in my notes here right after that, out of Isaiah chapter 6 and 1, amen, that Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, amen. I mean, I tell you, the world was shaking for Brother Isaiah. Amen. His favorite uncle, amen, an honorable king, amen, had left the world. And Isaiah said, I went up to the house of the Lord. Amen. During that time, Uzziah has gone on, but Jehovah is still there. Hey, come on. He said, amen. I heard something. God's talking in the house of God. The doorposts are shaking. Amen. And God's a moving. Amen. Oh, I'm telling you something. Amen. The world may shake and the moral may tremble. Amen. But I can tell you, we'll just get where God's at. We'll find He ain't went nowhere. Amen. And we'll find out, amen, that God's still talking if He can find somebody to listen. Amen. I said, God is still talking if He can find somebody that's willing to listen. Amen. You know, our problem is a lot of times is that we ain't got time to listen to God. Amen. It's not about ability that God is looking for. Amen. It's availability is what God's after. Am I available unto God? Can God talk to me? Amen. Can God, amen, give me something to do? Amen. Will I be obedient unto God? Amen. If we fall in love, amen, I can tell you God's recipe for emphasis. Fall in love with me one more time. Amen. If we do that, amen, then God will bring courage. Brother Clendon said, courage comes from being right. Amen. I believe the man's right. Amen. I believe Brother Clendon knew a little about courage. Amen. A man who spent 33 months in the South Pacific, amen, during World War II, had to find out a little bit about courage. Amen. But he found out there's another courage. Amen. There's a courage that sent him all over the world. Amen. With the gospel. Hallelujah. In places that were highly dangerous. Why, Brother Joe? Because, amen, there's a love that sent him. Amen. There's the Spirit of God that sent him. Amen. That drove fear out. I said, it's drove fear out. I'm telling you, we got folks that are afraid to stand because, well, this might happen and that might happen. Amen. I want to tell you a little secret. Amen. Things can only happen if God allows them to happen. Amen. And we got to be willing. Listen, hold on a minute. Amen. If I really love God, amen, Lord, no matter what happens, no matter what comes, amen. Well, there's a movie I like to watch every now and then. It's called Come What May. Amen. Come what may, amen, you do the right thing. Amen. Come, doesn't matter what comes, doesn't matter what the consequences are, do the right thing. Amen. Why? Because if we do, amen, somebody that's really important will be on your side. Amen. His name is Jesus. Amen. And I heard Him say, I'll never leave you nor forsake you, but I'll go with you all the way, even to the end of the world. Amen. Listen, I hear the Apostle Paul is writing that last letter to Timothy, and he says, look at here, at my first stand, no man stood with me. Amen. Uh-oh. Amen. But he said, save Christ. He stood. Amen. Everybody else left me, but Jesus didn't leave me. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you something. Amen. When he says, I'll never leave you, he means exactly what he says. Amen. There is no fear in love. Amen. That's why, brothers and sisters, amen, Stephen stood and told the truth in his hour. Oh, did it make them happy? No. Amen. They were angry. Amen. They got the stones together, and a young man named Saul, amen, held the garments of them that stoned old Stephen. Amen. But could they stop him? No. And during the stoning, the Word of God says that his face lit up like the face of an angel. He's raised that head up, and he's took a look all the way into heaven. Come on, Brother Joe. You sound like a martyr, son. Amen. I want to tell you, if we don't have a martyr's heart, amen, we haven't got where we need to be with God. Amen. I said, if we don't, amen, that's the heart of the high. Amen. Why? Because that's the Spirit of Christ. Amen. Hear me. Amen. It's not my will, Father. Amen. But thine that's got to be done. Amen. It's not what Joe thinks ought to be. It's what God thinks ought to be. Too many folks, amen, are contriving their own religious realms. We talked a little about it this morning. Amen. They conform it to the flesh. Amen. Hear me? I said they conform it to the flesh. Everything about this book, amen, says the flesh must be departed from. Amen. It must be thrown away. God has no part. Hear the Apostle Paul. We have no confidence in the flesh. Our confidence is somewhere else. It's in God. Amen. If we put our confidence anywhere other than God, it is going to fall. Amen. It's going to fail. Men's hearts failing for fear for looking after the things that are coming on the world. For the powers of heaven are going to be shaken. We've been told this. Amen. It's been made very clear in the Word of God. Everything we see happening is made very clear to us. Come on. Somehow or another, I just don't think it ought to be. Well, Brother Joe, it don't really matter what we think. Amen. And God's going to bring about His purpose and His will. He's going to bring about an end. Amen. Come on. Amen. It's not my job to get upset about that. It's my job to say, Lord, we're in all of this business. Amen. What would you have for me to do? Amen. Lord, what's my little part? Amen. In all of this. Amen. My God. After you've done all you can do, I hear Him say, stand therefore. Amen. Don't capitulate. Don't get caught up in all the wrong things. Get caught up in all the right things. Amen. Oh, come on. Amen. When the wind blowing the wrong way, stand against it. Amen. Come on with me. Amen. If you don't, amen, you'll be carried away with the rest of that crowd. Amen. But I don't matter how many people are headed the wrong way. Amen. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Amen. Keep your head face forward. Set your, amen, affections on things above and not on things below. Amen. Let me hurry. I got a long ways to go and a short time to get there. Amen. Men's hearts fail. And then the Word of God says right in 2 Timothy 1 and 7, for God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, amen, and of love, and of a sound mind. I was talking to Sister Laura the other day. Amen. She quoted part of that scripture to me and said, that's weighing on my heart, Brother Joe. Took my daughter to the emergency room. She's dehydrated. She's running fever. Amen. Never gave her a drop of fluid. Amen. Sent her home. Amen. She said, I knew. Amen. It's going to be me and God that's going to deal with that. Amen. Come on. Amen. She said, but God gave me that spirit. Amen. I forgot scripture. And said, I'm holding on to it. He hadn't given up the spirit of fear. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. God ain't give it to us. The devil's brought that. Amen. Come on. Amen. I believe it was Dixie Echo sung that song many years ago. I'll take Jesus. Amen. I'll take Jesus. I tried those worldly, amen, pleasures and they failed. Amen. When I see the gates of heaven, I hear the Master say, Jesus, oh, the world, my child, which one will you take? I'm going to take Him. Amen. I know it might not be popular. Amen. But that'll be all right. It's going to be the one that'll get you the right eternity. Amen. It'll be the one that'll get you the words, well done. Amen. At the end of the way. Hey, oh, come on with me this morning. I feel like having church. Amen. Fear not. Amen. He has not given us the spirit of fear. Amen. We're going to find in that God, listen. God said He promised to shake the heavens and the earth, that those things which can be shaken are going to be shaken. You hear me? God's going to try this half-hearted, liberal, amen, amen, piecemeal church in this end days. He's going to try it, you hear me? And He's going to separate. Come on now. I said He's going to separate, amen, the wheat from the chaff. Amen. Come on. I said He's going to separate the wheat from the chaff. What's the chaff, Brother Joe? That's that clings to the wheat, but it's not wheat. Amen. Come on. How did you separate the wheat from the chaff? It's called a threshing floor. Amen. They take pieces of leather and pieces of wood and tie them together. And that thing looks like a whip that it goes out. Amen. And when it whips that wheat, amen, so that the chaff loosens itself from the wheat. Amen. Listen, in tribulation, amen, in tribulation, amen, the chaff will loose itself from the wheat. Come on. God said, what is he doing that for, Brother Joe? Read the scriptures a little further. Amen. He said, he's going to separate the chaff from the wheat. He said, the wheat will I gather into my garner, but the chaff, he's going to burn with fire unquenchable. Here, Brother Joe, I don't want to be no chaff. Amen. I want to make sure I'm the real thing. Amen. I want to make sure I'm the wheat. I want to make sure I'm the planting of the Lord. I want to make sure that I'm in the will of God. Amen. I want to make sure that I haven't decided to sell out, amen, for something I shouldn't. I want to make sure, amen, that I'm in love with the right thing and the right God. Come on with me this morning. Amen. I will not fear. Amen. Let me hurry. There's a lot of places I want to go. Fear. Amen. Phobia. Amen. The fear of God is mentioned. Amen. And the fear of God simply goes back to reverence. Reverence. Amen. I want to tell you a little secret. The folks that won't reverence God are going to bow down in fear to the world. Mark it down. It's going to happen. Those people that won't reverence God, they shall fall, and they're going to fall in a fear or phobia. You know why? Amen. These major church organizations are crumbling and kowtowing. Amen. Putting homosexuals, amen, in their pulpits. Amen. Embracing every kind of a ungodly thing you can imagine. They're trying to, they're trying to compromise their way, amen, to please the world and God. Uh-oh. My Bible says that he that is the friend of the world is the enemy of God. Come on. Listen, you can't have... my dad used to say the fellow that gets beat the worst is the fellow who sits straddling the fence. He's getting whipped on both sides. Come on, I said, yes, right. He's getting whipped on both sides. Amen. How about just setting, amen, that foot back across that fence on God's side? Amen. I can tell you what, if we'll do that, amen, glory to God. I heard that old preacher preach years ago. Amen. He's in a confrontation with a man that's, amen, questioning him. Amen. And he said, I'm standing my ground. And he said, all of a sudden, he said, I felt something stand up in me and something sat down in him. Oh, come on. Come on, Brother Joe. Amen. I can tell you, we'll obey God. Amen. Something will stand up in you and I. Amen. I heard Jesus say, amen, to them disciples. Amen. If you, amen, when you go going out about my work, the Holy Ghost, amen, in the same hour, amen, that men question and men begin to rise up with things against you, the Holy Ghost will give you the words that cannot be gainsaid. Amen. What do you mean gainsaid, Brother Joe? They can't be proven wrong or taken down. Amen. Listen, nobody ever wins an argument with the Holy Ghost. Come on. He's always right. Amen. If you argue against Him, you've lost from the get-go. Amen. When you depart from God, when we move to try to anchor the place. Let me hurry. I want to look at people that God spoke about fear. Amen. I want to go all the way back to Genesis. Amen. You'll bear with me. I'm going to try to work through this real fast. Amen. Abraham, in the book of Genesis chapter 15, God said, Abram, I am thy shield. Abram, in chapter 15, verse number 1, amen, saying, God said, fear not, Abram. Fear not. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Don't fear, Abraham. I'm your shield. And I'm also your exceeding. Oh, what does that mean, Brother Joe? Beyond great. Exceeding great reward. Amen. This light affliction, the Apostle Paul says, which endureth but for a moment. Amen. But it worketh in us far exceeding our weight. Amen. Eternal and in glory. Amen. In just a moment's time. That's what your life and my life is measured in. It's a moment of vapor. But if we'll give it to God, amen, it'll effervesce us into eternity with an exceeding weight of glory that can't even be described. Glory to God. I feel like shouting. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. But while that moment is going on, I got to reverence Him. I got to obey Him. And God will stand with you. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Let me hear Abraham, Abram, don't be afraid, son. I'm your shield and I'm exceeding great reward. Amen. Hey, Jeremiah. Hey, we move over to Jeremiah chapter 1. Amen. Verse number 8, be not afraid of their faces. For I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Hey, listen. Amen. Jeremiah ain't no old man. Jeremiah is about the age of 8 years old. He's a young boy. But God said to him, don't you be afraid of them. You know what God told Jeremiah? I said, if you're afraid of them, I'll make a fool out of you, son. Amen. And God said, look here, Jeremiah. Amen. While you were still in your mother's womb, before you was ever formed in your mother's womb, I ordained you a prophet. Amen. Mm-hmm. God said, this is my will for you. This is my purpose. Don't be afraid. I'm on your side. Oh, come on with me. Hey, but I can tell you, we're living in a world today that is filled with fear. We're living in a church world. Amen. That is afraid. They're afraid somebody's going to get upset. They're afraid somebody's going to cost them something. Come on with me. Brother David said one time, said, you can't preach tiptoeing through the tulips. You ain't going to get much done. Amen. Another time, Brother David said it this way. Said that fellow's trying to cut wood and direct all the chips, and he ain't going to get much wood cut. So the best thing to do is just cut the wood and let the chips fall where they may. Amen. Come on. That don't mean you got a bad spirit. Amen. It simply means, amen, that we ain't setting out to try to please that world. Amen. I'm telling you, fear has torments. Fear will grip you. It'll cause you and I not to do the thing that we should do or to do the thing that we should not do. In other words, fear produces both, amen, types of sin. Amen. Oh, a commission. Amen. Amen. And sins. Amen. Of disobedience. Come on, Brother John. I got to hurry. Look here, Abram. Look here, Jeremiah. Don't be afraid of him. Amen, Joe. Well, Jeremiah wasn't afraid of him. Where did he wind up at, Brother Joe? He wound up in the water pit. I had to throw this in this morning. Amen. Lamentations 3:52. My enemies chase me sore like a bird without a cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over my head, and then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Amen. Who else is Jeremiah? Listen, come on. Jeremiah's obeyed God. Amen. Jeremiah's reverenced God. Hey, how you know he's doing that? Because he's writing, amen, that king. And them letters he's sending that king has not been pleasing to him. Amen. Come on, I can tell you. He's got angry. Took the pen knife out, cut him out, throwed it in the fire. Amen. What did God do? Amen. He said, hey, Jeremiah. Amen. Call your scribe again. Amen. I got another letter to send to the king. And he wrote all them things back. He wrote in the first letter. And he said, I want you to add a few more now. Amen. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. Up and I might not have liked it, you hear me? Amen. But God's got a man. Listen, I said, God's got a man. Amen. He's God's man. He ain't the world's man. I heard what Brother Tony said this morning. It is a fact. In the Pentecostal ranks, you can't get a peep out of folks. They're afraid. I got by with 2 years of preaching on what I call the Baptist Network. Amen. I guess the old man went listening at me when he decided he's going to put me on the big station up in Virginia. Amen. I was looking forward to that. Amen. Because I thought I would reach up there near Washington, D.C. I knew I'd be reaching some real good folks. Amen. Come on. But when he got to listen to the preaching, he decided he didn't need to hear it anymore. And his president of operations apologized and said, I think you ought to leave you on the radio. Amen. I said, well, I do too, sir. But I said, amen, God will judge all that business. Amen. Come on. Listen. What are you saying, Brother Joe? No, I did not paper my messages. Amen. To put on the radio. Amen. Anything that I preach in the pulpit, amen, is good enough for the radio. Amen. Hello? Amen. If I'm preaching something in the pulpit I can't put on the radio, I might better have to and find out what I'm doing wrong. Amen. Hello? Amen. This word is for whosoever will. Amen. It's for whoever God can arrive at their ears and hopefully at their heart. Amen. Let me move on. Amen. So he said, I cried in thy name, Lord, in the low dungeon. I have heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drewest near in the day that I called upon thee, and thou saidest, fear not. You see, God been saying fear not a long time. Why are you saying that for, Brother Joe? Because he don't change. I'm in the Old Testament now. We're going to get to the new one in a little bit. Amen. And we're going to see what God's still saying. Amen. Now, come on with me. I said, God said, fear not. He said, fear not. Amen. Over there, amen, to Abraham. Amen. Way, way, way back yonder. Amen. Glory to God. I mean, we're looking at Abraham. We're looking at amen, several thousand years ago. Amen. God said, fear not. Amen. We come on forward several hundred years to Jeremiah. He said, fear not. Amen. Oh, amen. When Jeremiah said, I don't know how God done it, but God delivered Jeremiah. Come on with Brother Joe. Amen. God's been delivering people a long time. You hear me? I know we got some folks over yonder. Amen. In Afghanistan. I've been praying for them. I don't know how many of them know God or not. God knows all about that. I know God knows how to deliver people. I done heard too many testimonies. I heard about them missionaries down there. Amen. In South America. Amen. They was in Haiti they were in. And when they done huddled up in that cabin looking to die, because, amen, the men were coming after them to kill them. And they was having a prayer meeting. And they could look out the window and they seen them folks coming through the woods. Amen. And said all of a sudden, they noticed them people turned around and they went back the other way faster than they came. Amen. A few days later, they had a meeting. Amen. And during amen, having that service, and up come those men out that had been coming through the woods. They came to the edge of that clearing where that service was, and they laid down their armaments. Amen. That altar cause made the arrive in that altar. Amen. They asked them, why did not you kill us when you had us hemmed up in that cabin? They said, what do you mean? Why didn't we kill you? Don't you know? Amen. No, we don't know. We're asking you. They said, man, it's that army you had. Amen. What army? Amen. Mean you tell me you didn't see that army? Big men, shining men, all over that cabin, all around that cabin. We ran for our lives. Oh, glory to God. I'm telling you, amen, I can show you a time, amen, several thousand years before that, that God done the same thing. Amen. The prophet is Elisha, his servant. Amen. Come on. I'm telling you, the old king from Syria has got himself, amen, really mad, because every time he comes after, amen, Judah, amen, he winds up in a trap. Amen. And it messes up. Amen. And he said, look at here. We got a spy in the camp. Amen. Oh, no, we ain't got a spy in the camp. Somebody says, it's that old Elisha over there, that seer. Amen. So they went over there where Elisha was, and they surrounded that village. Amen. And Elisha's servant goes out. Amen. And he looks up and sees all them Syrians around the village in the mountains. Amen. And he's afraid. And Elisha says, amen, what's wrong with you? My, haven't you seen them Syrians? Amen. He said, oh, Lord, would you open his eyes? Amen. And when he went back out and took a look, he seen them angels all around. Woo! Hallelujah! And before it's over, the Syrian army, amen, has been stripped, blindfolded, and led into the garrison. Come on with Brother Joe. He's still the same God today. Brother Joe, I just don't know. We better get building up on that holy faith. Amen. By praying in the Holy Ghost. Amen. Sister Laura said to me, I knew, Brother Joe, I was going to have to trust God, and I was going to have to take care of things. And I said, sister, amen, we're going to have to all start doing that. Because we're living in those kind of times. Amen. I said, we're living in times when people, amen. I warned you, saith the Lord. My word will come to pass. Perilous times have arrived more than recently, saith the Lord. And behold, I say unto thee, but I am the same yesterday and today and forever. Behold, I change not. Therefore, I say unto thee, put your trust in me. Thanks for joining us today. I hope and pray that this broadcast has and will continue to minister to you. If you would like a copy of today's message in full or other sermons, you can reach us by email at info@whitfieldpfc.org. That's info@whitfieldpfc.org. Or you can visit our website at whitfieldpfc.org and use the contact form to reach us. Remember to mention
the broadcast date. Until next time, I'm Pastor Joseph Gilman, and my prayer is that God will continue to minister to you.